community connection brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, Tallgrass Motors, and First Baptist Church.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it is Chamber of Commerce type of day in Bartlesville. As a matter of fact, Sherry Wiltson from the Chamber, good morning.
Good morning.
And for our first time to be able to talk in the month of January, and going back to the Greek god of Janus, looking backward and forward, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was wonderful. It was crazy busy for the Chamber. Most everybody knows that we brought in the ice rink during the month of December, and that was a first ever for us to try something like that. And, you know, the point was to bring people downtown, to bring outside money into our community, bring surrounding areas, you know, people had a choice. They'd go to Tulsa, some other places to skate, or they could come here. So we were really trying to get the Owosso people here, the Skytook people, the Collinsville people, and, you know, even further than that, to come in and to frequent our businesses after they skated. And I will say that I talked to several of our restaurants, a couple of our retailers that were down there, and they said they definitely saw an increase, which is exactly the point of why we wanted to do it. So it was very, very successful. And people always ask me, so you're going to do it again next year? People all want to know. And yes, we will be doing it again next year. And we have some tweaks that we'll make. I mean, it's our first year. We learned a lot. You know, we'll have more seating. We'll have some better lighting we're putting the skates on. I mean, it's minor things that need tweaked. We got some new ideas of some things. So it'll be bigger and better next year. And we're already starting to plan. We have a brainstorming session with just staff next week, and then we're going to bring in some people that were there helping in, you know, various capacities, and have a meeting with them and start putting things into motion. And so we were pleased.
Well, it was a cold and a little bit of precipitation the night that the station staff
I know,
was
you guys
there.
Had the worst night ever. I'm so sorry. Most every night was great. Maybe got a little cold, but yeah, you guys had a really nasty night.
Well, it's luck of the draw when you sign up in advance.
I know.
But we still had fun talking with the folks that were there. And, you know, parade night, as I was setting up to broadcast the parade, everybody around me had Kansas jackets on. So I had to say, you know, where are you from and that sort of thing. And somebody at least was handing out the information sheets on the skating. And, you know, the comment was, well, gee, I wish we'd have known this. We'd come earlier or anyway. But
it was packed after the parade.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, people came after the parade, which is great. It was a really busy night. Our weekends were usually very, very busy. And it was interesting. Just we were open 114 public hours to the public. So even though we were only open Thursday through Sunday, it was still 114 hours over that 4-week period. So it was, like I said, it was interesting. Chuck McCauley at our board meeting yesterday said that the football coach came in and was toured, and
he stopped by here one day and we had a good chat with him. Yeah,
and he commented on the rink and just how impressed they were, and that was one thing that kind of, you know, just it gave the flavor of the community. And I'm sure that wasn't the sole reason by any means, but it was just one piece of a puzzle that made him decide, yes, Bartlesville's where I want to move. So that's what we were after.
Well, it'll be a good matchup with the other blanket ship somewhere along the line.
Yep.
Other things going on in January. I know it's a busy week. I will mention the Lieutenant Governor is in town tomorrow before a chamber event.
Yes, he is here tomorrow for a noon forum. We have 6 major forums each year, and he's coming in for our January forum. He'll be giving a preview kind of session, what they hope to hopefully accomplish, and just kind of give an overview of the state. So it should be a good one. He's a good speaker, so it should be good. We do have secured, I'm so excited, finally. We wanted to get him last year, but we have Senator Lankford coming in March, it's the Thursday before Good Friday, 29th or whatever, but that one's coming up also. So we're excited about that. So our major forum series is well underway, and we do have a few reservations available. If anyone would still like to attend, just call the chamber office or go online, bartlesville.com, and get registered for that for tomorrow.
Okay. And let's see, something else. Well, let's just start down the list.
Okay.
I guess you got, Speed Network coming up same day?
Same day, 4 o'clock instead of noon. Okay. We have the forum at noon, and then that afternoon at the community center also. They're the sponsor this year along with the symphony. It's been worked out really great. We have Speed Networking, which is a smaller, I always say more intimate event. Just it's networking. It's a great way to make connections. And we have some super stories that have come from that, of people that have, like I said, made connections, found out about something, and it's turned into a client, or they've referred them to somebody else that they knew that needed that particular service or whatever. So it's just a great way to meet people kind of one-on-one. It's very focused, very quick, fast-paced event. And but I always say this, it's funny, you know, they'll come, and then by the end of the evening, that it's hard to get them to leave because they're all just laughing and talking, and you know, they're just having a really good time. So there's usually about 20 to 25. So like I said, it's a small event. It is a free event for our members, and the whole point is to give you an opportunity, like I said, to connect and make those connections with other people and expand your business. So
it's a good opportunity just to have that, as you kind of put it, I think 40-second elevator speech ready to go, you know?
Actually, I think you get 2 minutes, but, but you need to know, you need to be able to talk about, you know, who you are, what you are, what do you want that person to know about your business, what is it they need that you have. So.
And sometimes everybody says, well, yeah, I can do that. But then when you start to actually say it, I left this out. I forgot about that.
It's a lot harder than it sounds to say what you do in 40 seconds.
Yeah,
so
it really is. Or 2 minutes even, whatever. You know.
Yeah.
That's coming up. Eggs and Issues.
Eggs and Issues is February the 9th, and that will feature our 3 local legislators. The State of the State address will have been given by then. They will have been in session a week. They'll get a preview. They'll be able to know kind of some of the bills to be looking for. Good or bad, some plans that have been proposed, and so we will just be hearing from them. It will not be where they just talk for 15 minutes each. There's some direct pointed questions that we will be asking of them, and it's going to be a fast-paced, like I said, it's not just them speaking for 15 minutes each and we leave. So, but that is held February 9th. It's at Tri-County Tech. The breakfast is 7:30 to 8, and then the program will be 8 to 9. So it's a great opportunity. One of the things we try to do as a chamber is give our members direct access. And our guys are very accessible. Our legislators, when I say guys, I mean Julie and the two guys.
The generic term.
As a Kansas City and me coming out, you guys. But they are accessible. But sometimes just having them at an event and making them accessible to our members, we want to give our members a voice with them and vice versa on a more kind of intimate level. And so that's one of the things we do. We're getting ready to kick up our advocacy. We're already looking at some bills that are coming, down the pike and that have been at least proposed. And at this point, who knows what's ever, they even be heard in committee or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're on the lookout for them. And we always send out a Friday legislative update to our members that just in a nutshell, very easy read. It's not like you've got to go through, 18 articles. It's just a simple read of some of the bills that we'll highlight that affect business, either good or bad, and kind of keep you updated on them, keep you abreast of where they are in the process. And it's a good informational piece for our members. So advocacy is getting ready to kick in high gear here.
Somewhere along the line, you'll probably paraphrase something that John Ford said, I think just about every week. If you see a bill you like, don't get too excited about it yet.
Yeah.
If you see a bill you don't like, don't get too excited about it yet.
That's true. Yep. There's a process it goes through. But we want to keep our members in the loop. So.
Absolutely. We will continue our chamber discussion coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time with Sherry Wilt on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, and so many things going on the schedule. I did leave out probably one of the more important things coming up next month on the 20th. It's your Celebration of Women event.
Yeah, we have, on, like I said, February 20th. It's our Celebration of Women dinner, and this is just an event. We have a Women in Business program that we do each month with a luncheon, but it's over the noon hour. And this is just kind of kicked up a notch, and it's where we honor 6 to 8 different women in the community with different awards. It's anywhere from behind the scenes, so it doesn't have to be the leader of the company, because we all know it's a lot of times that person that's behind the scenes making the company run. You couldn't do it without them. So we try to, there's a variety of different awards that we give out that we honor different women for. And we are in the, I think the second, so next, is that next Friday? Whatever, the deadline is February 2nd to get nominations in. And I will say, if you know somebody in your company or you know somebody that just that you know works and what they do and you've been very impressed, send us their nomination. And by nomination, I mean simply just in bullet form, in paragraph. What's hard is a lot of times people will just give us a name, or they'll say, oh, you know,
well, they know
so-and-so, so-and-so's great. Well, I'm sure so-and-so's great, but could you give me some reasons why? You know, why do you say that? We need something more to work with.
At least something to put on the plaque.
Exactly. So, if you want your nomination, if you want your person to have a good chance, the more information you give us, the more examples, the more things you back up, you know, with more than just, oh, she's great, they'll move up in the process of getting past just nominations to actually winning an award, probably. So I do encourage people. It's a really inspirational evening. It's really fun. Tri-County is our sponsor for that. And like I said, it's an inspirational, it's a very uplifting evening. We don't have a speaker because the evening consists of learning about these women, hearing their stories and the presentations and, you know, just the dinner and the networking and things. So it's really a lot of fun. So like I said, we're in the process of seeking nominations. So if you know someone, go to our website. It's on all the information. The different awards are listed. It's Bartlesville.com, and there's a button you can click to submit a nomination. So take a few minutes. I know it takes time out of your day, but, you know, sit down for 10 minutes and make a nomination of someone if you know somebody that's deserving.
Yeah, and if you're not sure who's already won, go ahead and submit your favorite anyway.
Yes. Actually, that happened. We have a couple, and I'm like, oh shoot, they won 2 years ago, but you know, that's okay. We'll let you know that, so you'll know why.
Yeah, we thank you so much. We thought they were great too 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's why they were honored already. So,
but it does make a difference because it does narrow the list somewhat.
Yes, yeah. It does.
Yeah. So one other thing coming up, Chamber U.
Yes, we are kicking.
This is not Hamburger U.
No, it's Chamber U University. It's all about you. It's a play on words there. But it's training. One of the mission of the Chamber, one of the things that we try to do is give our members opportunities to go to trainings where you're not having to go out of town, not having to pay an arm and a leg, that just takes maybe an hour out of your day. That's, in fact, this one's actually going to be free. We really want to help our members and give them opportunities. And this will actually also be on Facebook Live. We're venturing out to some new things. But it's on your website, and it's tips and tricks to make your website stand out. Is it drawing people to your website? Is it getting you new customers? Are there things that actually may even be hindering and hurting your website? And this is actually from one of our members, and she'll be the presenter on it. She's very good. I actually talked to somebody that met her through speed networking and used her, and said she was wonderful about helping him get his website up and do some changes to it. Helped him with some copywriting for some other things, for a brochure he was working on. So it's Beth Brombraz, and she's, like I said, very, very good, very talented, and we're excited to bring her in. So if you know somebody, that will be on the next day after Celebration Women. It's on the 21st, February 21st, and it's free. Like I said, it'll be at the Chamber office, and I think it's going to be very valuable information.
This is the time of year typically that you go around with the Operation Thank You.
Yes.
And are you doing that again this year?
We are. It is January the 30th, next Tuesday. And we always take our community guide, which is the piece that we do that sells the community. We do get calls, and a lot of people are now visual. They do see the videos and things that we have online on our face on our website that talks about our community. But a lot of times you need that hard piece. They want to see it. And so we always put together a community profile magazine, and it's basically all things Bartlesville. And so we have that ready to go. We have our new map ready to go. And then our 2018 sticker that goes on the member plaque, which if you are a member, make sure your plaque is out. It just elevates your business, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, when people move in and are walking to your business to see that you are a chamber member. That shows that you are a legitimate business, that you care about this community, that you're invested in this community. And so anyhow, part of what we'll be delivering on the 30th, we do it in one day. Thank you to our advocates, which are our volunteer group, kind of the goodwill arm of the chamber, and staff. We'll be out that day. We have different routes that we go out. We deliver the book, the map, the stickers, the window clings to all our members, and we do it in one day. And it's a great way to get it all done and get that out, get that information out. So
right, I know it's a valuable tool, always has been, and you've redesigned it over the last several years just to make sure that it's as usable a product as possible.
We have, and I will say we did it a little different this year. We kind of dialed it back. We have a product at the chamber called Find It. One thing we were hearing is, like I said, people are going more and more directly to online. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we used to have like all our members listed in the directory, and then we had a buyer's guide, kind of a mini yellow pages. The problem is with any print piece, as you know, once you print it, it is immediately out of date. Somebody joins and they got to wait a whole another year till they get listed, or somebody, you know, closes a business or whatever, and it's never up to date. And our Find It site is a visual site. I would encourage anybody to go to it. It's www.finditinbartlesville.com, and it's free for all our members. You're automatically listed, but it's visual, and there's a picture that depicts your business. People click on that and it immediately goes straight to your website. Back to the importance of having a good website. It takes them to your website, and then it's up to you to get that person, to sell that person, to engage that person. And so we've really been playing that up. Now, I will say November, December, we were all things Christmas at that point, but we're back on it. We do Google AdWords. We really make an effort to try to get that site where it's up in the – I'm not an electronics person, but
near the top of the list when you
Google things, yeah, in the search engine or whatever the term is. Well, this is why I have younger staff; they can talk about this better than me.
All facial tissue became Kleenex. All search engines are Google.
There you go. Yeah. So, but like I said, I told them in staff meeting last week. I said, okay, let's get back on this. And like I said, I have some younger staff they really know what they're doing with that, and we'll get back hot and heavy with that again. We do it through Facebook and promote that site. So it's a great free thing for our members, thanks to a couple of the sponsors that are on there on the homepage and some top of the category people. But every business that is a member, as long as you have a website, we have to have something to link to. Mm-hmm. But as long as you've got a website, you're listed on that. And so the directory this year, back to the point, is it doesn't have that printed piece in the back. It's just more the piece that sells our community. It's got everything about Bartlesville, anywhere from our attractions to our city services to just important numbers to education to healthcare, anything that sells our community. So it's a great piece. It looks really good this year. The design was very we did it in-house this year, and Sherry did a really good job with it. So I'm anxious for our members to see it.
It's nice to have those talented people.
It is. And I will say this, she has not been trained in graphics, and to see what she did, her sister, she crashed course with her, who is a graphic designer. I have to brag on her. She did a great job. I mean, the design, if you know anything about design, so many times you just look at something, you don't really think what goes into it, but
if it's bad, you notice.
Well, yeah, you bet. But this is very cutting edge. I mean, I think when people see it, they'll know what I'm talking about. It's not just square pictures on a page.
Yeah,
you know, it's some very creative things, and it's a good sell for our community. It looks really, really, really good.
I think even on an email, you know, an email has to be formatted like an email, so to a certain extent. But the e-blasts lately have had a different look too.
She's always trying to look at how she can improve and make things more visually appealing to, mm-hmm. to our readership. So she does a great job.
Seems like more people are using those e-blasts. I get 3 or 4 a week now.
They are. They're very, very popular. And a lot of times people just send them directly. You say a different look, but usually, and what we really prefer is when they send it to us just directly in a PDF and it's ready to go. But it's a great way to reach an audience that you know is a good audience. These are business people. These are business owners. These are employees. These are, you know, it's a good target audience, if, depending on what it is you're trying to get word out about. A lot of people use it for events and things, but it's a benefit for our members. An eBlast is $75. And when you're thinking of the scheme of, you know, your budget, your advertising, I mean, 75 is pretty minor to reach over about 1,300, 1,400 people. So it's popular with our members. It is a good benefit.
And I would imagine at least some of those are shared past that once.
And that is so true. And you can, there's a way we can kind of look at that sometimes.
Yeah.
I know a lot of our Christmas ones with the ice rink, I know those were forwarded on a lot of times, so.
Sherry, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all y'all do for the community.
That's our Community Connection on 1400 K1 News on the way next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The bodies of five men killed in a gas rig.